wanna be your dominated love slave. Wanna be the one who takes the pain. You can spank me when I do not behave. Smack me in the forehead with a chain. I love feeling dirty. And I love feeling cheap. And I love it when you hurt me. So drive them staples deep.
Listening to the Midwest Punks, and that song might have been a little thrown you for a loop there in the beginning, like what? That was Green Day with Dominated Love Slave, and that was a song off their Kerplunk album. It's actually their drummer Trey Cool is singing in that song, which is kind of cool. I saw a live performance where he's actually playing the guitar in that too, so just cool that he can play multiple instruments. But yeah, so we started the show off with that song, Brian, because we have a theme today, right?
That's
it's
right.
February, mm-hmm. February 9th as of right now, and we have a theme.
That's right, Valentine's Day.
Yep, coming mm-hmm. up. Don't forget, here's your reminder. Don't forget to do something for the
candies.
Yeah,
something.
Yep. So we thought we'd get in a show with some songs that might make it to a playlist for Valentine's Day with you and your significant other. So, whether that's, might be your dog, maybe your dog's your Valentine,
right.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. But, we had a dog song last time we did Valentine's Day.
I think we did. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. That's what kind of made me think of it. So we have some songs that will kind of brighten that day for you, I guess. And give you something to listen to, or just anytime you're trying to feel romantic or whatever. but that's our theme today, and we got some good songs. I think we both kind of, there's no shortage of songs to find for
not at all
for something like this, and it can kind of go either way. I know I got some good ones I'm looking forward to playing, so I'll try and cut down on the talking, and we'll do some more playing and listening. And but again, just real quick, this is Midwest Punks podcast with Brian and Carl. You can follow us on Facebook and get in touch with us through that. Let us know if you have a band or your buddy's band, whoever it is, and you want us to check them out. We'll be glad to do that.
Definitely, yeah.
And so we'll share some stuff from time to time, but that's probably the best place to get in touch with us. See our awesome logo created by JR Brands Goods. I've been meaning to share a post because he just came out with some Made in the Midwest t-shirts.
Nice. That's kind of really cool.
Yeah. And Made in the Midwest, so it fits for Midwest punks. So I'll get that up there today. So if you want to get into it, Brian, I know we both have quite a bit of songs. Hopefully we can get mm-hmm. through a good amount of them. I mean, and I know even mine, they stretch from some oldies and some oldie punk rock ones to some newer like indie pop punk stuff.
Sure.
So, and even a few from back early 2000s when I was graduating high school. So that was like what everybody was listening to, some emo pop punk stuff.
Carl likes to make me feel old. I think that's all he's doing here.
I'll if you want to go first, I'll hand it over to you.
All right.
Since that was my, like I said, that was Green Day with Dominated Love Slave off the 1991 album Kerplunk. Kind of a joke song, but like I was saying earlier, Brian, Billy Joel sings a lot of Billy Joel Armstrong, that is, not Billy Joel. He sings about a lot of kind of weird, kinky stuff all the time. So, probably a little truth to some of the stuff that that they were singing about in there.
Rock,
but yeah,
I tell you.
So, but yeah, well, who do you want to start with?
I got a Social Distortion song I'm going to play here.
Always good.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Social D, if anybody listening is not familiar with them, they've been around since 1978. They started in Fullerton, California, and they're still going to this day.
Yeah. 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 There's some really cool, like, little documentaries and stuff out there about them that on YouTube and stuff you can find.
Oh, so, yeah.
But yeah, I think they've aged really well in their music, like their tone and everything. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. I really got into a stint where I was listening to nothing but Social D for a while. So
yeah, they're amazing. And you know, they're another band that has got that punk godfather name. We found like four or five bands now that kind of,
yeah,
like the Clash,
Godfathers of Punk, yeah,
Ramones, yeah. And yeah, all these bands, like kind of their wiki pages, so they're claiming that they're the Godfathers, yeah, of Punk. We should do a poll. Anybody who wants to get on Facebook, tell, yeah, us who you think is the winner.
Yeah. Who's the true Godfather?
The true Godfather, yeah.
Yeah, there can be other, yeah, God stepfathers or something.
Yeah, yeah, God stepfathers. Uncles.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so currently Social Distortion has 9 full-length albums. That's 20 and 23 singles, EPs, and 18 comps and videos and miscellaneous things. So like a total of 50 releases.
Wow, yeah. Yeah.
It's a good amount. I mean, they've been playing since 78.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah, they got
42
a lot.
Years of stuff. So
some cool music videos too. Yeah. So
yeah, definitely. So yeah, the song that I wanted to play was Let It Be Me off of their self-titled album that was released in 1990.
Cool. Yeah.
So, let's check it out.
All right, let's go.
Feeling high, feeling low.
right. That was Social Distortion with Let It Be Me off their self-titled 1990 album.
Yeah, Social Distortion is one of those guys you can just put on shuffle and just listen to everything they got, man. Oh, that's
so good.
Yeah. I never really got into them early on, and then, you know, just in the last year or two probably, I started kind of listening to them, and then I just picked... Like I said, there was a period a couple months ago where, like, all I listened to was Social D.
Yeah.
And I was watching the documentaries, and I'm like, God, how did I not get into these guys before? I don't know.
I kind of feel that way about Green Day.
Yeah.
We were talking about them, and I've been listening to them a lot more lately because we talk about them more, and I've always enjoyed their music,
but
just because of their, like, radio popularity and everything, they were never really the top of my list.
Yeah, and yeah, their older stuff is always, I can tune into all of that, but I took a break for them after, like, I don't know, around the time when, like, American Idiot and stuff came out, because I was when they got really popular and they were kind of, like, emo-y and stuff, but took a break from them, and I was like, I'm not really into that, but then now that I'm going back, I'm like, actually, it's good, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And I like that they don't care what people say, and they're just like, you know, we enjoy making music, we're going to keep doing it, and we don't care, you know, so that's kind of cool. But, well, we got off topic there, but,
we do that.
So, back to me, and the next song I want to play is, from here, we're talking about Green Day, one of my, you know, the top favorite bands that got me into punk music. Just, you know, when we did that first show, we went through some of those. This band now is the second one that I had, and still probably my favorite band.
But I can guess which band it's going to be.
Yeah. My favorite band now, Rancid. And this is a song called Who Would Have Thought. It's definitely like a different sound. Again, you're going to, you know, hear it and be like, when it starts out especially, you're going to, it's not the typical Rancid sound. It's off their 1998 album, Life Won't Wait, which is an awesome album. There's like some reggae on there. There's punk. There's, you know, even just some like kind of classical, not classic rock, but just like more general rock and everything. There's some really cool artists. They actually went to Jamaica and worked with some reggae artists and stuff. And there's even Billy Joe Armstrong's in doing background vocals on a song. There's like a whole list of people that they collaborated with. That album's just an awesome album all around. But this song is on there, and so it's even got a love song on it. Now this song, from what I've read, there's not a lot out there, but with the timing and stuff, it sounds right that this is. Tim Armstrong, who's the singer, one of the singers from Rancid, wrote this song for his then wife, who was Brody Dale, who's from, I'm drawing a blank. I should have had this written down. I will tell you after the song.
After the song.
But, but yeah, so, and she, you know, they split up and stuff, but this apparently was a song he wrote for her. So let's take a listen.
All right, here we go.
That dreams come true, and who would have thought I'd end up with you? And who would have thought what they said was true, but it wasn't you all. Light and darkness come through. Tearing palm trees blacking up against the sky. Echo box unsafe, and endless drives by. Well, someone went down, and I wonder who. Faces that's full. Anybody I know, so I drink like a fish and I crawl like a rat. But a city is ish, I ended up on my back. Well, I can't believe you're with me after dark. So let it come together in Echo Park. And I said, who would have thought the dreams come true? And who would have thought I ended up with you? And who would have thought what they said was true? But it wasn't you all, not if life is coming through. A red flag and your body wins. Oh, that snake bite, oh, that's start again. So I'm a hope of watching TV all day. I don't wanna see what Ricky Lake gotta say. And it hits me when I'm alone, I'm an angry man. I start singing to myself, I got the hit in hand. Whoa, all these feelings, my heart can explode. So it's a not feeling, knowing it all. And I said, who would've thought the dreams come true? And who would've thought I ended up with you? And who would have thought what they said was true? It wasn't you all, that the clock is coming through. dreams come true. And who would have thought I ended up with you? And who would have thought what they said was true? But the one thing you are, like the darkness coming through.
And that was Rancid with Who Would Have Thought from their 1998 album Life Won't Wait. Brody Dale, who we were mentioning that song is about, is the lead singer of the Distillers. That's what it was.
Gotcha.
I was drawing a blank there. But like I said, they split up. She's with the guy from Queens of the Stone Age now. And that's a whole drama mess if you ever want to look into it. But anyways, that was Rancid. So. Brain. Who
good
do you
song.
Got next?
I liked it.
Yeah, it's a.
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Oh. Yeah, you can definitely play that one for someone you want to try and
that's right.
make some moves on or something.
Or your dog.
Yeah, my dogs love all the music. You know, so what do you got, Brian?
I'm gonna go on to the Bouncing Souls.
All right, yeah. Another awesome band.
Yeah, they the band that's been around since '89. They're from New Brunswick, New Jersey. I don't know if that has anything to do with the bowling alley. It's the only thing I know about that name, Brunswick. It's probably more of a family name than a city. But anyway, the band's name came from the Doc Martens slogan, if you're not familiar with that. Yeah. But on the back of the shoe, it says, "Now with Bouncing Souls."
Huh. And so that's funny.
That's where they got their name. So they got a bit of an oi sound to them. So it kind of fits in that, the street punk kind of sound there. So, Anyway, on October last year, they released their 11th studio album called Volume 2. And there was recordings from previous songs that they had recorded and just done them in a new style, along with a new song called World on Fire that is pretty decent.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw them on their what was it, 30th year anniversary tour in Chicago. So that was 2019, maybe it was like fall of 2019.
Okay.
It was before COVID, obviously. But gotcha. So I'm at the Metro in Chicago.
Okay.
So yeah, awesome show.
Yeah,
guys still got it.
I miss the Metro. I want to go back.
Yeah. Yeah, but they still got it and they can rock out for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, they always put on a good show. I've seen them a few times.
Yeah.
Remember a Warped Tour back in the day. They were on one of the side stages early on in their career.
I saw them open up for Rancid Dropkick Murphys at Northerly Island too.
Nice.
Too. Yeah, so.
Awesome.
Always a good show.
Yeah. To date, they have a total of 49 releases. That's 14 albums, 24 singles and EPs, and 11 comps, videos, and miscellaneous things. So, done a lot of stuff since they're 89 starting.
Yeah.
I want to play a song off of their album, which seemed fitting, The Hopeless Romantic from 99.
I thought it'd be that one.
Yeah, you think so? You're So Rad is the title of the track. So, let's check it out.
You're so rad. 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 More out of my night. You're a fabric. You be bad. Everybody knows bad is so rad. Think about you and I go bad.
Right, that was the Bouncing Souls with You're So Rad.
Yeah, quick one. And I thought you were saying that you were playing because they have a song called Hopeless Romantic too. So that's another good one if you want to check out couple more Bouncing Souls ones.
That's right.
They have a few on that album.
Light some candles, throw on some Bouncing Souls.
And let them know you're a hopeless romantic and that they're so rad. So that works out pretty well. Well, hey, I'll take it back, Brian. And I another band that we played before and that, you know, has been around for a while, The Descendants. They
can't go wrong with The Descendants.
No. And they, I don't have all my notes in front of me about them, but I know that they had put out, you know, like the Milo Goes to College is kind of the album that they are, you know, that image is just known pretty far and wide. And then they took a break for a while, and then they've just recently put out some songs. Nothing really radio appropriate. I think we talked about it before, and really heavy and political messages kind of in their songs now. So they're still making music. But this is from their album that came out in 1996 called Everything Sucks. It's called I'm the One, and this song is kind of about the singer being friends with a girl that he really likes, and he just keeps seeing her go through bad relationships and trying to tell her she's not paying attention, realizing he's the one, he's right in front of her. So sure some people can relate to that. So let's hear I'm the One from The Descendants.
All right, here we go.
By Descendants, again, just trying to, you know, paint the picture of the singer sitting there watching this girl he likes going through all these bad guys and bad relationships and just being
right
overlooked.
There.
Yeah, he's right there the whole time. So you got to stop and look at what you got right in front of you. There's a line from Twister. I used to love that movie. Some people
might
get
that movie is a cow flying
through
the sky.
Some people might get that reference. Anyways, Brian, let's keep rocking. Who do you got?
All right. Let's go on over to speaking of girls that you like that are punk rock. Let's go to Punk Rock Girl by the Dead Milkmen.
Okay. I feel like that title, Punk Rock Girl, like Ramones have Punk Rock Girl. Like,
yeah.
The Queers, MXPX had a Punk Rock Girl song. Like, there's just Google Punk Rock Girls and you're going to see so many different bands take on that kind of a song and message. But Dead Milkmen had a nice version of it.
So. Oh yeah, it's one of my favorites. I think when we did our first show, I probably called this out as one of my top fives. This is the Dead Milkmen. If you're not familiar with them, they have been around since '83. They're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They started out kind of had a rocky kind of start. I mean, well, the first 10 years that they played together, they had some issues with they were on Hollywood Records and they had some like falling out with a record label or something. Anyway, there's some health issues that they had too, and they ended up breaking up in like 95. So they really didn't do anything until they had their bass player, Dave Schulzleis. He passed away in 2004. I believe it was a suicide. When that happened, they did like a couple of reunion shows kind of in his honor. And then they didn't play again until 2008. And that's when they kind of started reunion, kind of came back, and they're kind of doing shows again. So it's one band, it's one of my favorites, and I have never seen them live.
Yeah.
It's something that I've always, like, it's on my bucket list. As soon as this like pandemic thing goes away, it's like, I'm going to find some bands to see, and they're going to be on my top of my list.
Yeah. So, that list keeps growing every day.
Yeah,
too,
right, exactly.
I want to see them too.
Yeah, we gotta get back to that. Can't wait. But like I said, I want to play Punk Rock Girl by them, and it's off their 1988 album Beelzebubba. This song, it got them some international success. It's like one of the biggest hits that they had, and it was kind of entered the MTV rotation and everything, so it was a big deal when it came out. But it's still one of my favorites, and let's give it a listen.
Yeah, I can picture what the what the music video looks like. So
All right, here we go.
Cool.
Punk Rock Girl by the Dead Milkmen off their 1988 album Beelzebubba.
Yeah, it's a classic one, you know. And like I said, there's a lot of songs out there with Punk Rock Girl titles. They're all different. They're all good. And
a couple covers of that as well.
Yeah. So the Dead Milkmen's one is pretty significant out there. So cool. And that works out if you got a punk rock girl that you're trying to impress this coming up Valentine's Day. So. I guess it's back to me now. So I'm going to go with a song from MXPX. And I know I've talked about how I there's another band too that I was never really into. I you know, kind of got on that stigma of they were a Christian rock band, and it wasn't really my thing. So and I guess, you know, up until around 2012 they kind of were, and they embraced that, and you know, and that was who they were. And then around 2012 they kind of changed their outlook on things and didn't want to be associated as a Christian band anymore. So
I kind of had that same
and reaction. so now you know, and obviously that was 2012, so now we're a lot later, and I just started seeing them pop up more in some message groups and stuff, Facebook groups, and started listening to them more, and they definitely have some really awesome songs. Mike Herrera is the lead singer, mm-hmm. and he's also the bassist now in they sing Superman and we played them on here a couple times. I don't know why I'm drawing blanks today. Too much other stuff going on, I guess.
But, Carl didn't eat enough coffee this morning.
But yeah, so he's a really cool guy. Seems really down to earth. They do a lot of really good stuff. They've been really active on social media and stuff with since the pandemic's kind of started. They've mm-hmm. been putting a lot of music out from like their living room and stuff. He's done a lot of acoustic stuff. And so this song that I'm going to play from MXPX is called "Quit Your Life." And it's not what you think it could be about, but it's actually the acoustic cover that he just recently came out with for that song. I just kind of liked it better. But it's originally from the 2003 album Before Everything and After. And so, again, you hear Quit Your Life, and it's like, is that like a dark song? Like, what's he saying? But it's actually kind of about... obviously for him it's that he's always touring and he's always doing all this stuff and like he's, you know, kind of missing out on stuff, so it's like quit your life and just stay here with sure. us and mm-hmm. and you know, I kind of take it as I think sometimes everybody gets busy and you start just kind of, you know, forgetting to stop and smell the roses, so to speak, or whatever, and maybe you don't need to quit anything, but just, you know, kind of stop and take it all in from time to time. So that's kind of what it's about, and maybe there is, you know, if you look at some of the comments on the YouTube video, there's people who said, you know, that my wife played this for me because I was never home and blah, blah, and I did. Mm-hmm. I quit my job and I'm going a different route and I'm so much happier, you know. So it's a really cool song anyways, but yeah, it's, you know, cared for someone so much, you want them to be around. So let's listen to Quit Your Life from MXPX and you can take it how you want.
All right, here we go.
Everywhere around the world, finally here tonight. You seem to be the only one that made me feel alright. I feel good when I know you're coming down. I feel good when I know you'll be around. So quit your life, stay with me. Watch TV, we'll paint the house and wash the car. We'll take a walk, but not too far. So quit your life, stay with me. New York to Los Angeles and all the towns in between. After miles and hours on the road, you're the best I've seen. I feel good. You're the best friend that I found. I feel good when I'm coming back to this town. So quit your life, stay with me. We'll order in and watch TV. We'll paint the house and wash the car. We'll take a walk but not too far. So quit your life, stay with me. Desire, the road it was calling my name. Walk towards a line and I ran towards a flame. Ran towards a flame. Cause after all is said and done, I don't mind saying again. I'll say it's true that I'm in love with the places that I've been. I feel good when I know you're coming down. I feel good when I know you'll be around. the car. We'll take a walk, but not too far. So quit your life, stay with me. So quit your life, stay with me. So quit your life, stay with me. Stay with me.
All right, that was MXPX, Mike Herrera there singing.
I like the acoustic
song,
version. That's
yeah,
good.
That
yeah.
song was "Quit Your Life," and yeah, their YouTube page is filled up with a bunch of not all acoustic, but just a lot of stuff that they've been doing since the pandemic, and really really digging it. So make sure and check that out. And I did recall the band that he's the bassist for, that kind of new thing that came up for him is Goldfinger. So like old school ska band. Still around making music. They've done a lot of stuff during the pandemic too, and he they brought him in to fill their bass role. So Brian, I'll toss it back to you. Who do you got next?
Excellent. I'm gonna go on and do something a little different here. Still in the alternative kind of genre here, but maybe not so punk.
Mm-hmm.
Beck.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's a song that I felt was fitting for Valentine's Day, and it's strange enough to fit into a punk show, I think.
Yeah, I think Beck's punk just because he kind of makes his own music and does. I mean, it's hard to put him into one like genre, you know, because his sound is so unique, and he's really really talented music. I think he plays some like really crazy number of instruments, if I'm thinking of the right thing.
I think he plays
20 different instruments or something. He's like fluent in 20
Very
different
talented.
Instruments. Like, yeah, really talented. So that's cool in my book. So. What song are we playing from Beck?
We're going to play Deborah, if you're familiar with it at all.
Once I hear it, it might be one of those.
It's off of it's a 1999 album he did called Midnight Vultures.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, anybody out there who's not familiar with Beck, he was popular in the 90s, started in the 90s anyway, still kind of does stuff now, but sort of an experimental lo-fi kind of, more experimental folk, soul, hip hop, electronic, everything's in there. But
when MTV actually played music videos, his were on there a lot. So
yeah, exactly. But yeah, he's released 27 studio albums.
Jeez.
Yeah. A lot of
really
stuff.
Really talented guy. Yeah.
But yeah, even did a book of sheet music. So
wow.
Yeah. But yeah. This song it cracks me up, and it's kind of a love song about a guy who meets a girl at a JCPenney, I believe.
Okay.
So
is JCPenney still open?
Yeah, I think they are.
Okay,
I think
could happen, but
I don't leave the house much, so I assume that JCPenney's still down the street.
I never go to the mall or anything anyway, so I'm good.
Yeah,
but,
we'll have to look into that.
Yeah, okay. This could still happen, though.
Yeah. All right, let's check it out. Thank you.
late at night after work. I said, lady, step inside my Hyundai. I'm gonna take you up to Glendale. Heat. Ain't no use in wasting no time getting to know each other. You know the deal, cause only you got a thing that I just got to get with. Got to get with. I just got to get with you. You're the I wanna get with you.
That was Beck,
yeah,
with Deborah off the 1999 album Midnight Vultures.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that one, but that's pretty it's pretty funny there.
Yeah, it's a very long song. We kind of cut it early there, but you want to give it a full listen. You'll find it on
wherever you listen. Hey, and you know, take a lesson from it and make sure you remember people's names.
That's
so you don't have to make the mistake of, I think her name's Deborah. That's funny. Cool. Well, I have another band from kind of the same time frame, I think. Well, at least when they were popular and they kind of gaining traction. Newfound Glory.
Nice. There
we go. And I think we played this before. It's a cover called Kiss Me.
Yeah, one of our cover songs, I think.
Yeah, and it's from their 2007 album From the Screen to Your Stereo Part 2, which was all cover songs, I believe. I think 1 and 2 were both all covers.
Yeah, they did like the Karate Kid theme song and stuff like that.
Yeah, this song is originally from Sixpence None the Richer and their release that they had in 1997. So 10 years later, Newfound Glory wanted to remake it, and I think it's a cool song and kind of energizes you, but then it can also maybe it'll motivate you. Ask somebody for a kiss. You know, I don't know. But don't go around just kissing people. Yeah, that's what happens in this music video. It's kind of funny.
Not during a pandemic. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah. But the music video is kind of funny. I hadn't seen it before until I grabbed it. But yeah, so Newfound Glory, they're still, they got some new stuff out that they're doing. And so they're active on social media and YouTube right now, kind of promoting some new videos that they've put out there recently. So worth checking out. And again, they were kind of in that emo pop punk phase when all of that was getting really popular. And I saw them at Warped Tour in Indy, probably around 2008 or something. But like I said, their energy is pretty good. I like some of their songs. Let's take a listen. Newfound Glory with Kiss Me.
All right, here we go.
Kiss me. Beneath the milky twilight, please.
so kiss me.
A lot of you, that song might sound familiar. Like I said, it was a Sixpence None the Richer song. Newfound Glory covered it in 2007. I just kind of like their version better. So I don't know.
Agreed.
But yeah, so Newfound Glory, again, they got a lot of music out there. They've been around for a while, and they're putting some new stuff out there. So make sure and check them out. Brian, back to you. We got time for a few more songs here. Awesome. Two, maybe three. We'll see.
I'll try to introduce this one quick. I think most people know who Blink-182 is.
Yeah, they might.
if you're not familiar, they're from Poway, California. 1992 is when they started, and they've been going ever since.
They've got I don't know, quite a few albums out there. A lot of music videos people probably remember seeing. So
the band picked the name Blink, and apparently there was a techno band that already existed in Ireland that had the same name Blink, so they just added 182 on the end of it. I think it was just random.
Okay.
But there's so many theories online. If you go look around, like, why? It's like how many times Pacino drops the F-bomb in Scarface. Stuff like that. Funny. But no, if you talk to the band, they say it's just a random number that they wouldn't get sued.
Yeah. And I mean, the guys got really big and famous. Some people might not like that, but it's like, you know, they were still good musicians, and Travis Barker still doing a lot of stuff. The one thing I do remember about Blink, kind of modern Blink, is I guess it's not modern, it was years ago, but they had a music video where they took all the money that was supposed to be for the music video and went around and like bought people food and picked up some homeless guys and took them to get haircuts and new clothes and did all this stuff.
I remember
and, like,
that,
threw a party out on the street. Like, it was kind of cool. So they still had their little punk attitude, I guess. But what song is it?
Going Away to College.
Okay.
It is off their 99 album, Enema of the State.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. One of their awesome albums. So let's take a listen.
All right. Here we go. To me. That was Blink 182, The Going Away to College, off their 99 album, Enema of the State.
Yeah, yeah. And it's funny sound for the funny name for the album when you actually think about it. But yeah, and like you said earlier, too, most people are probably familiar with Blink 182. I mean, they had a lot of music, a lot of sound changes, kind of, you know, even Travis Barker wasn't their original drummer, you know. Mm-hmm. And but then the guys of all, I just watched something on them, I forgot where, and the guys have really had a falling out too, and they don't, like, so they're not really together anymore, but they all have their side projects too. So yeah, they're making good music. So well, I think we're cutting down to,
we got time for one more.
Yeah, I think we have one more we can play out with. So before that, you know, we'll do the usual, where, you know, you've been listening to the Midwest Punks podcast.
That's,
and
right,
you can find us on Facebook at Midwest Punks Podcast. And you can find our backlog of shows and some more information on
MidwestPunks.com.
Yep.
Yep.
And
or on the Lakeshore Public Radio website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So LakeshorePublicRadio.org. Brian and I both work for Lakeshore Public Media, and so that's our radio station. And you can find them all there, plus a lot of other great programming. So definitely worth checking that out. And yeah, follow us on Facebook. Get in touch with us. Let us know if you have a band that we should be checking out. So we appreciate you listening.
And if you are loving our show and you donate to Lakeshore Republic Radio, you
let
can always let them know.
Yep, let them know the Midwest Punk sent you. So
yeah.
Appreciate you tuning in. Hope you enjoy the show. Hope that this music makes it on your playlist for Valentine's Day, and any other time you need to, you know, make an impression.
Yeah.
So there's some good ones. So this next band that I'm gonna play and we'll play out with them, is one I found from Live from the Rock Room. It's a show when, you know, on YouTube and stuff that we've talked about a lot on the show. They have a location in Illinois, and they bring bands in. I mean, there's been bands from all over the world that have come and played there. I don't know how they track them all, but they do an awesome job. COVID, another thing that messed it up. But before that, you know, when I started looking through all their backlogs of videos and things, came across this band. This song was just really catchy, and I look into them more. So the band's called Tiny Stills, and the song's called When I'm With You. And so they label themselves a power pop indie band. They're from Los Angeles. The singer is Kaylin West, and she's got great voice and just seems like a, you know, fun personality. The first album from them that they released dropped in 2014. It was called Falling Is Like Flying. And then their second album was Laughing Into the Void in 2018. So yeah, and one of the descriptions, I think this was on their Bandcamp. It was, after years of honing their bittersweet emulsion of pop punk and emo with toothy lyrics, crunchy guitars, and catchy melodies, one message still resonates loud and clear. Even the worst days have a silver lining. At least you're not alone. So kind of a fitting way to end a Valentine's Day show, you know? Like, so even if you don't have someone right now, you know, maybe there's someone you're looking to get with, and this song might inspire you to do that. So again, they're more indie pop kind of sound, but I dig it. So Brian, it's been a good show. Let's play
excellent
out
show, yeah, with thanks Tiny for everyone listening.
Yep, we appreciate it. Let's play out with Tiny Stills, When I'm With You.
All right,
when I'm with you.